With us this morning in the studio, fresh from the woods, Tom Caffeine, and we're referring to him as the trail boss over at the Gunflint Ranger Station. And we're here to talk about conditions in the BWCA on the trails and in the woods and on the lakes. I understand things are muddy and wet.
Very muddy, very wet. And Jay, I'd like to say that today is my 30th anniversary with the Forest Service.
Really?
Yes.
They keep you around that long, huh?
So I'm not sure if I should be pitied or honored for that.
And most of it's been in the woods, isn't it?
Most of it's been in the woods. I just got off the phone with one of my coworkers, and she said she was up at Isabella Lake yesterday, and mm-hmm. she has seen water in places she's never seen it before.
So what does that mean for just general negotiating in the boundary waters and safety?
It means being extremely careful. When I go in the woods these days, I wear rubber boots so I can get out of the canoe easier, so I can lift the packs out of the canoe easier. I would highly recommend, if anybody's going in now, to have rubber boots on. It makes for a lot safer trip.
A little grippier on those trails.
It is. The portages are wet. You're going to encounter things you haven't seen before, but, you know, it's the wilderness.
Well, yeah. What about campsites? I mean, are we having a problem there?
No, I don't think so. There are a few campsites that are close to the water that may be affected by all the rain. But no, mostly it would be the portages and any river system.
Yeah, speaking of river systems, I mean, how safe is that if you're not, you know, a Class A canoeist?
You know, there's nothing... Not much in the boundary waters that we have that's going to be very difficult, like Class 2 rapids, Class 3. Portage everything, though. Don't even try it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, first of all, you can't see the rocks.
You can't see the rocks. In fact, I was talking to someone else on SAG a few days ago, and there are rocks that are underwater now that are normally above water that people may hit mm-hmm. with their motorboats. So things have changed up there. It'll take a week or two for the water to come down, but it will.
Yeah, isn't it, you head for the V, isn't that the deal?
Yeah. You usually stay in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's about as much I know about running rapids. Not one of my favorite things to do.
Well, Jay, one thing I wanted to mention, which I really am concerned about, is everybody please wear their life jackets. Uh-huh. It's high water. If you're going to try to run any rapids, keep your life jacket on. I was on a search and rescue last year, where we recovered a body, and they did not have their life jacket on. And believe me, wear your life jacket.
Yeah, just because it's the woods doesn't mean, yeah. What about fire in this? I mean, I know there is no fire restrictions on right now, but I mean, what if you want to build a fire? How wet is that?
You can build a fire in almost any conditions if you know how to build a fire. You look under dense underbrush, and you'll find dry wood. It shouldn't be any problem. You just... takes a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. What about you're out on, I know you do a lot walking on the trails, like Border and Keck. Are those trails hard to maneuver this time of year?
Normally, no. No, there are some sections, even in dry weather, that are wet, but you shouldn't have any problem on the trails.
I know you've referred to some of those as goat paths.
I have?
Yes, you have. Right. In my very presence, yes.
Well, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's true. Okay. So listen, I don't want to let you go before you give me an example of what not to do when you come to the ranger station after you've had a hard time in the woods.
Oh, we had an incident where someone came in and demanded a refund because the Cross River, I think it was that was their entry point up by Ham Lake. They felt the water was too high and they couldn't make their trip, and they came in and demanded a refund, and that doesn't happen. This is the wilderness. You take your chances, and we don't control the weather. We've had 7 inches of rain in 9 days or something like that.
Wow.
And that's just the way it is out there.
And what about bugs?
Bugs? I was up fishing about 4 days ago, and there was hardly a bug out there. I think it depends on where you are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably good news.
It is good news because we'll see what happens in the next few days with Hatch.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know you spent a good share.
Yeah, I do.
you spent a good share of your woods life, as I mentioned, in the woods of those 30 years with the Forest Service. And when you're there in the wilderness, such as it is, what's the smartest thing to do? What's the best thing to remember when you're out there? Particularly if you're by yourself or with maybe one other person.
Be very careful because help is a long ways away.
Yeah, and it's an expensive long ways away.
It's an expensive long ways away. We had a rescue on Gaskin last week for a man who had busted his kneecap. And so, you know, you could be as much as a day away from help, if not more. Mm-hmm. Be careful. Watch every step you take and wear your life jacket.
That sounds good to me. We've been speaking with Tom Caffeine. He's the trail boss over at the Gunflint Ranger District. And maybe we'll talk to you again when things dry out.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'll be happy to come back.
Okay, Tom. Thanks much.
Thank you.